This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking for a bit yesterday about Instagram and how it can pretty narrowly target ads to its users. Today, parent company Facebook, which has settled charges of discriminatory advertising. It's also announced new steps it is taking to change the ad technology it uses to make it harder for advertisers to target or to exclude, if you want to put it another way, people based on characteristics like gender and race. Marketplace's Jack Stewart looked into when micro-targeting like that crosses the line into discrimination.
Advertisers always want to speak to a specific audience. In the past, that meant airing commercials during certain TV shows or buying space in local newspapers. But on Facebook, they can use thousands of data points to aim their ads at defined groups of people.
It is the most powerful targeting platform on the planet.
Dennis Yu's firm, Blitz Metrics, has relied on that targeting to place about $1 billion in ads on Facebook over 12 years on behalf of its clients.
It's showing people what they want based on who they are. That's the core of good advertising.
The ACLU and other civil rights groups sued, saying Facebook's platform also allowed advertisers to hide ads from racial minorities, women, and the elderly. Lisa Rice is president at the National Fair Housing Association, behind one of the lawsuits that Facebook settled.
Algorithmic-based systems and different forms of technology actually enable, they help you scale up the discriminatory outcomes.
As part of the settlement, Facebook's introducing a new process for placing ads related to housing, employment, and credit, areas covered by equal opportunity laws. Facebook's ad revenue was nearly $40 billion in 2017, all powered by the massive amounts of data it has on users. Alice Fournier at Kantar says social media companies have had an easy ride.
They built businesses in a very, very uncharted, unregulated territory, in something that, you know, was brand new to all of us.
But now Facebook's facing pressure from US and European regulators over its data collection. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.